Next, we have Gaurav and Byron, and they're going to talk about migrate modernized ASP.NET applications with Azure App Service and .NET 5. Take it away.
Hello, everybody at home, and welcome to my home office. My name is Byron Tardif. I'm a senior program manager with the Azure App Service team, and I have with me Gaurav, who's also joined the team and is helping with all of the migration scenarios. I own the UI, Linux, so anything that works on Docker, on Linux, on top of App Service, that's coming from my team, as well as the CLI PowerShell experience. Gaurav?
Hi, everyone. My name is Gaurav. I'm a program manager on Azure App Services team, and I take care of everything migration when it comes to Azure App Services. And that's pretty much the topic of discussion that we'll have today when I get to talk. So over to you, Byron.
Sure. So first of all, why Azure App Service? So I don't know if you noticed, pretty much any demo that was done in .NET Conf was done on Azure App Service. We believe that Azure App Service is the fastest, easiest way to get your code to the cloud. And we do this for millions of applications, trillions of requests, as with an SLA of 99.95%. We support both Windows and Linux, so it doesn't really matter what OS you want to target. We support a bunch of programming languages, .NET, obviously, Java, Python, Node. And we support both bring your own code and bring your own container scenarios. There's a lot of things that are built into the platform. These are all things that you would have to write yourself if you were running on standard VMs or if you were managing your own infrastructure. So things like automatic OS patching, being able to scale on demand, connect to DevOps pipelines and have a complex development and DevOps lifecycle. We do all of the compliance. So there's a lot of features that you get from the platform. And I'm going to demo, and most of what I'm going to be talking about is five ways to get started with .NET 5 on App Service. And I'm going to go from a simple scenario to something more advanced and hopefully highlight a lot of the features that the platform will provide. And this is especially meaningful because yesterday, .NET 5 G8, and on day zero, we also had support for .NET 5 on App Service. This is a first for App Service. It's the first time that we get support for a runtime on day zero of it being GA. And we built this through a new infrastructure that we called Early Access that allows us to very rapidly provide these updates without having to wait for a scheduled platform update. You can read more about how we did this in general with the first link. And you can learn more about how it works for .NET in specific with the second link. With that, let's jump into the demos. So what I'm going to do is, here we go. This is the plan for today. I have my first demo, which is going to be through the portal. The second demo, I'm going to go through CLI. Third demo, VS Code. Fourth demo, GitHub Actions. And fifth demo, Docker. And you can see how I'm going from simple to more complex and a more realistic scenario. So I have some handy meeting notes here of what am I supposed to do. And I'm supposed to go create something through the portal. This is where you go, portal.azure.com. And you know, just a reminder that you can reach me on Twitter at bktv99, hashtag .NET Conf. And this is the article that you want to read about if you want to learn more about early access and how it works for .NET. Everybody, I hope you're already familiar with the Azure portal, but if not, this is your landing page. This is where you would start. And from here, very conveniently, I can go and I can create a new web app. What I'm going to do is the first thing I'm going to select is the resource group. When I talk to people about resource groups, I make you think about them as if they were a folder in your file system where you're going to group components of your application that work together in under a resource group because it makes it easier to manage. You can also control permissions and grant access to other people. So if, for example, I wanted to collaborate with Gaurav, I could just give him permission to that resource group and I don't need to share the whole subscription. So I'm going to call my app gkdemo001, and this is coming from the portal. And as you can see, I can choose code or Docker. Right now, I'm going to start with code, and boom, right there, .NET 5 early access. I can do it on both Windows and Linux. I can select a region. In this case, we're going to go with Central US. And I also get the option of creating the app service plan. For those of you that are not super familiar with app service, we abstract the compute from your application. So your application is a web app. Your compute is the app service plan. And the cool thing about that is that you can create more than one application that are sharing an app service plan, which makes it more economical if you want to run multiple apps that are not, you know, pegging the CPU and using all of the resources in that pool. And it also makes it so that if you're writing applications that need to scale together, as in if you want to go from 1 to 5 instances and you always want to have 5 instances of all of the different applications, every scale operation is done at the app service plan, and that would automatically scale out your web apps. So this usually takes about 30 seconds to a minute. It's provisioning the servers, making sure that everything is there, and it should be ready in a couple seconds. There we go. I have a resource. This is the web app. I can manage it, and I can click Browse. And right now, what I have is an empty web app. So I haven't published anything, and I'm just going to get an empty web app. I'm going to let that load. It's going through cold start. I'm going to go look at configuration just to make sure. And you can see it right here. It's running on .NET 5. So I'm going to come back to this when it finished loading, but I'm going to start my second demo. Here we go. So now I'm going to go and I'm going to do something with the CLI. Here are my handy notes. OK, this is what I need to do. I have an empty directory. I'm going to do some scaffolding. So I'm going to create a new empty, a very simple .NET app. I'm going to check that I don't have any resources in this resource group. Then I'm going to go create and deploy the web app with this command. And then while this is going on, I'm going to talk to you a little bit more about early access. So let's start with .NET new. For you, those of you that are not familiar with this, .NET new is the built-in tool that gives you a bunch of scaffolding so you can very quickly get together a working application that is using different options of the framework. So this way you can create both web applications as well as command line. So now I have the scaffolding. My next option is to do, I'm going to do AZ Web App Up. So AZ Web App Up is part of the Azure command line. And I'm running it right now with this dry run option. And what this is going to do is going to tell me what's the execution plan for this command. So it's going to see that the web app doesn't exist. And what it needs to do is it needs to create a web app. It will create it. It will put it in this location. It will give it this name. It's going to create an app service plan. That's the dash p command, et cetera. So let's run it this time for real. And this command usually takes between 2 to 3 minutes to complete. It's doing a lot of stuff. Behind the scene is checking the resource group. It's going to create the app service plan. It's going to create the web app. It's going to build my application. It's going to zip it up. And then it's going to grab that zip file and publish it into my app. So while this is going on, I'm going to go back to the Azure portal. And there we go. This is the app that the first demo app that I created. And right now, while this is going on, I'm going to go look at this document. So like I called out, App Service .NET 5 day zero. This is pretty cool. The other thing that goes with that is that from now on, every preview release of .NET 6 and beyond will be available on the platform on day zero. So whenever the first public betas of .NET 6 will be available, you will be able to target those and run those .NET 6 applications on App Service on day zero. The other really cool thing is that early access stacks are full fidelity, which means that you get access to all of the features that you already know and love from App Service. There's no limitations. The only caveat is we pay a little bit of a penalty on the cold start. It takes a little bit of extra seconds to specialize the worker with the early access runtime. You pay that penalty only once per machine. And once it's up and it's cached. If your app restarts or recycles, as long as it stays within the same worker, you're fine. You won't have to pay that penalty. Let's see where we're going with this. Okay, it's still going through the deployment. Let's check on the portal how it's going. So I'm going to go to my resource group, demo number 2. I already created the app service plan. It already created the web app. We can take a look at configuration just to make sure that I didn't fat finger anything. There we have .NET 5. And I'm going to highlight another cool feature that we're going to get into later on, which is the deployment center. This is the preview version. And as you can see, what this is doing is it's now also pulling logs no matter which mechanism you use to deploy your app. In this case, I was deploying from the PowerShell command line, from the Azure CLI command line, and I still get logs. And what happened right here is it jumped to my second app because it finished with the deployment. And as you can see, in this case, the cold start was much faster. I didn't have to wait, and the app is created. So that's demo number 2. We're going to switch really fast to demo number 3. And this one we're going to do from VS Code. So VS Code also got updated. There was an update to the App Service extension that includes the support for .NET 5. The other thing that I forgot to do in my previous demo is if you're using command line and you don't want to use the AZ Web App up command, you want to do traditional AZ Web App create. We also have AZ Web App. I always mess this up, so I'm going to go with the help. It's somewhere in here. Here we go. AZ Web App list runtimes. So what this does is it tells you all of the available runtimes that we have on the platform. So AZ Web App list runtimes. And what you're going to see is that, boom, there you go, .NET 5. And that's for Windows. If you want to do Linux. And we get the list, and .NET 5 is also there. So if you're doing AZ Web App create instead of AZ Web App up, you can specify this day zero, everything works. Okay, so now let's go with, let's check on my notes, make sure I don't forget anything. Right, so let's see what I already have. So in this case, what I'm telling it is, give me the list of resources that I have on my Demo 3 account. And we're going to see that there's nothing there. I don't have any resources except the resource group. So the next thing that I'm going to do is I'm going to create and publish my app directly from Visual Studio Code into App Service without going through the portal. And that's really easy. I have the App Service extension, so I can do deploy to web app. That's what I'm going to do. And it's going to tell me what web app do you want to deploy to. It's looking what web apps I have. And it looks like I'm struggling with my internet connection at home. But here we go. I'm going to go. You can go with the basic mode, but I'm going to go with advanced because I want to walk you through all of the different options. So So I'm here in advance, and I'm going to do BK demo 03. This is from VS Code. I want it in my BK demo 03 resource group. What runtime stack do I want? I want .NET 5. I want this one to be Linux. And I'm going to create a new app service plan, BK demo 003. And now what's happening behind the scenes is it's grabbing my app, it's building it, it's creating all of the necessary resources. I usually get an output on this. And then it should be publishing. Is there a problem? Nope. Okay, let me try that again. I'm gonna blaze through it. Oops, I think I made a mistake. Okay, that's what I want. I want .NET 5. Oh, there it goes. Looks like I must have made a mistake during the advanced one, but in this case, now it's going, it's building and deploying. We see we're in step 4, getting to step 5. This is the waiting game when I'm doing these demos. It's just waiting for the bits to copy from my poor home internet connection up to the cloud. Give it a second, guys. We can go see in the portal, see how we're doing with progress. Okay. It's publishing. This is taking a little bit longer than normal. I'm going to go click on the link, and we should see it come up. Okay, so there's the app. This is what I want to see. Still going through deployment. Okay, I'm gonna let this go. I'm gonna start my next demo. So now, the next one is we're gonna do something similar, but in this case, we're gonna go through GitHub Actions. So App Service has full integration with GitHub Actions. You can go and configure GitHub Actions directly from the portal. And that's what we're going to do here. So you can see I have some changes that I made to my notes, and I have some code that I want to deploy. So let's check my notes. Let's see what I'm supposed to do here. Okay, so see what I already have. There shouldn't be anything there. What I have is I have my app service plan, my website, and a staging slot. And what I want to do is I want to create a staging slot and connect it to GitHub. So let's go do that in the portal. I'm going to wait for this to be done. That's demo number 3. There we go. Actually, demo number 3 is done. So we can call that one done. Let's check on it over here. Sorry for jumping around, folks. Hopefully you're tracking. It took a little bit longer to deploy than usual, but I can browse to it. And we have demo number 3 working. So that was scaffolding code, open in VS Code, create and publish the web app all within the VS Code extension. I didn't have to come to the portal to do this. So now I can jump over to demo number 4. I already have a web app. And what I'm going to do is, if anybody was watching yesterday around this time, Scott Hanselman was live migrating his app. And the one mistake he made was he didn't create a staging slot. We always tell people, hey, if you have a live site with production traffic on it, always create a staging slot first. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to create a staging slot. In this case, I'm going to call it demo. And the staging slot, what it lets you do is it lets you have another app that is running on the same hardware where you can do all of your deployments. You don't have to run into file contentions because two files are being copied or written at the same time when they're also being served or there's an active connection going on. You can get the new version of your bits working on the staging slot, and then you perform a swap, which is just a DNS redirection. And that's transparent for users, and that lets you make sure that your app is up and running before you put live traffic on it. So I'm going to go over here to demo. And the next thing that I'm going to do is I'm going to use Deployment Center. In this case, you're going to see that there hasn't been any deployments. So the things that I need to do is I need to configure it. So I'm going to go with GitHub. I'm going to go with, my demo list. I'm going to select .NET 5 demo, and I'm going to go with the main branch. And you can see .NET 5 support built in from day 0 on App Service and GitHub Actions. So I can click Save. And what's going to happen right now is that this is going to go and deploy the change that I already have checked into my repository. But that's not what I want to do. What I want to do is I want to check in a new change and see that triggered the deployment and the update of my app. So just to make sure that I don't have anything up my sleeve, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to my app, and I'm going to browse to it and show you that it should be an empty web app. So there's nothing there. If I go to my staging slot, there might or there might be nothing there, depending on how fast this is going. But we can see that the demo one is still empty, and production one is still empty. So what we're going to go do is we're going to go do our audacious code change. Here we go. I'm done with my notes. And what I want to do is I want to remove this comment. This is about as complicated of a code change as they let PMs do. So I don't want to stretch it. This is the demo. Git push. So now what I'm doing is I haven't done did I mess it up? There we go. Now, what I did right now was I just pushed my changes to GitHub. I haven't done anything to my web app. And what I want to see is I want to see my web app updated with my changes without me having to do anything. So that's continuous integration, continuous delivery. And the point is you automate stuff so you don't forget to do this. So if you want to set up a test environment, you can do this. Your developer just does their usual workflow of checking in code, and apps get automated and automatically updated without you having to do anything. So let's check on where we are. So production should still be the same. Demo is still not done. Let's check on how the GitHub Actions is going. Ooh, looks like I have something that failed. Let's go check this out. Sorry, in the interest of time, I might not be able to debug this right now, but what we want to see is something happen with my GitHub action. Or my GitHub action is still going. So let's see. Okay, looks like I have a problem with my app. I will have to debug this later. I don't have enough time to do that right now. But in general, you saw what happened there. I checked in stuff. It triggered a GitHub Actions workflow, and then that would publish directly into my web app and with support with .NET 5. Unfortunately, that demo didn't work. So let's go to my final demo. So we already saw Portal CLI, VS Code, GitHub Actions. So now we're going to see Docker. And I have the same solution here. It's what I'm doing with the scaffolding. And what I'm going to do is, it's very easy to just add or Dockerize this application. You would just do add Docker files to your workspace and tell it what you're running. And that will create the Docker file for you. I'm not doing Docker Compose, so I can ignore this. And now I have a Docker or an app that has been Dockerized. It's really that easy. The next thing that you need to do is you want to build your app, make sure that everything is working. And now I have the Docker extension. And what I'm going to do is do a Docker build. So my app builds locally. So now I'm going to build the Docker image. Dun, 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 dun. This takes a second. So right now it is generating the layer that my container needs to contain the whatever code changes I've made. I'm going to save a little bit of time. At this point, I would do a Docker run, make sure that container runs locally. But I'm fairly confident. So now I'm going to push it to ACR, which is the Azure Container Registry. And I want to push it to the latest tag. And what this is doing is it's looking at my Azure subscription. It's finding my Azure Container Registry. And it's creating the Docker image and tag that correspond to the changes that I made locally. I go to the portal. I can go to my demo number 5. And I see that I have a web app. This web app right now, if I browse to it, it's going to be the Nginx, just an empty Docker container with really nothing in it but Nginx. And now what I'm going to do is I'm going to change my container settings, point it to just highlight that we support both Docker Hub as well as Azure Container Registry or private registry. So as long as they're internet accessible, you can put images on those registries and we can pull them into your production web app. I'm going to go and change my configuration to pull from Azure Container Registry. This is my demo ACR. This is my Docker file, and I'm going to go with the latest tag. I'm going to click save. And what this is going to do is it's going to restart my application. It's going to pull down that Docker image and then run it within my web app. Sometimes it takes a minute, so I'm going to help myself by stopping and starting the app. If I go look at Deployment Center, I can see that the containers are being pulled. So there we go. So it's initiating the warm-up. The site should be ready any second now. And I'm going to go browse to it. It still has the old one. There we go. This is the old app. This is the new app with my app that is a .NET 5 app running on Docker, running on top of App Service. So that wraps up my demos. I know that was a lot of content, but you can always reach out to me in Twitter, and I'm happy to answer questions. Gaurav, over to you.
Thank you, Byron. That was great to see .NET 5 on Azure App Services on day zero. So now let's start by looking at how do you get an on-premises ASP.NET app migrated over to Azure App Services, how quickly you do that. And the fastest way is to browse to appmigration.microsoft.com, go to download section, download the .NET migration assistant tool. Once you download the tool and execute, this is the screen that you get to see. Basically, on this tool, we go ahead and list the set the existing web applications which are sitting on your local IIS server. You select the application web application that you want to assess. Click next. Now, at this point of time, what we're doing is we are running a set of readiness checks. And if you want to see what kind of readiness checks we run, so we check for ICAPI filters, some TCP ports, protocols, to name a few. And once your app has successfully passed all the readiness checks, you can now go click next. And when you click next, basically you need to provide all the details, like what's the subscription you're planning to migrate to, what resource group, you give it a name, you give it an app service plan, and if you want to sync your migration data to a centralized Azure Migrate project repository. Now on this page, there's another interesting call out I need to make around database setup. So now you may decide to migrate your database separately using tools like Database Migration Services on Azure, or you may want to set up hybrid connection wherein your database can continue to be on-premises while your web application is in Azure App Service, and you set up a hybrid connection to have a seamless connectivity between the two. Once you have made your selections, you go ahead and click next. And now if you see what we do, we run the assessment. We basically take all your config and content, zip it up, and deploy, create a new web application and deploy your code and config. Now, in the interest of time, I've kind of already migrated a web app. And this is how a migrated web app looks like. And if you see, I can go ahead and easily browse a migrated web app. Especially from a networking standpoint, I just want to quickly show that you could also set up a host of networking capabilities once your web app is migrated to Azure App Services. Example, you can configure VNet integration, wherein you may want to securely route your traffic to, say, a backend, example, as Azure SQL within your VNet. And how you do that is you have a virtual network integration set up for your app services. You create a subnet, and then you basically use a service endpoint to do the VNet connectivity. And if you want to see the similar experience on the database side of the things, this is how it looks like on a database side of the things, where if you see, I have the same VNet being configured, the same VNet and subnet being configured on my SQL Server side of the things as well. Now that's about VNet integration. Similarly, I can also set up a restriction or secure my incoming traffic using Front Door. Now Azure Front Door, we all know, not only provides capabilities like global HTTP load balancing, it also gives you additional capabilities like web application firewall, SSL offload, to name a few. And you may again create a new front door instance or choose an existing. But once you have done, what you need is you need to explicitly restrict that my web application is now going to accept incoming traffic only from the set of IP address that's mentioned here. And this IP address block belongs to the front door that I've configured. Once I've done, this is how my web application looks like now. I just want to make another important mention here, because that's a very common scenario for most of the existing .NET web applications that you plan to migrate to Azure App Services. Let's say I go and see an order which I've already created, and I click on export to PDF. You see, I error out. The reason here is that due to the sandbox nature of Azure App Service, we restrict calls to the OS like GDI handles. And what's happening here is behind the scene, a PDF renderer is making a call to the GDI handle and failing. So what's the option for me? The option for me is to go ahead and quickly dockerize my my existing ASP.NET web application by simply creating a Docker file. And like Byron showed you using VS Code, I am doing it using Visual Studio. You just create a Docker file, publish it to our Azure Container Registry, and boom, we are good to go. Now, if I go back, and again, if I see simply, this is my dockerized or containerized application. If I go to my container, you can see I'm talking about the same web application that I'm pulling from my Azure Container Registry. That's the name of my image, and that's the tag that I'm pulling from. And once I'm done, you can see that the same networking capabilities, I have the configuration set up even for my Windows containers as well. And now if I go, and this time try and export to PDF, remember this is my containerized deployment. Yes, the export to PDF happened successfully. The reason is now, so basically the idea that I'm trying to talk here is that you can now take your web applications which have COM Plus or custom OS dependencies, bring them to Windows Container on Azure App Services. So that basically gives you a much wider array of applications which can now be migrated to Azure App Services.
And both Windows and Linux containers are GA now, right?
Yes, Windows and Linux containers both are GA. And when we GA'd the Windows container, we also GA'd a much powerful SKU, PV3, which basically goes all the way from 2 virtual cores to 8 virtual cores and 32 gigs of memory for really large enterprise applications.
Well, thanks for joining, everybody. I hope you enjoyed it. And please try App Service. There's a lot there. There's a lot to try beyond just the stuff that we showed. This is a service that has been around for about 10 years now. So there's a lot of features in there.
Thank you, everyone. Thanks for joining.
All right. Thanks, Gaurav. Thanks, Byron. Please head to Twitter and ask your questions on using the hashtag .NETconf. Head to .NETconf.net and check out the swag over there. Check out the treasure hunt. You get the chance to win a Microsoft Surface Go 2. But sadly, this is it for me.